We are white water, bashing away,
splashing and warping the white water.
Red attack 10.
At everything boring,
we're white water.
Show us what's next.
Show us what's shaken tonight. 'Cause this water's gone.
A new musical called The Landing is the first collaboration of the writing team of Kander and Pierce. And if you're thinking that sounds slightly off, it may be because John Kander, with his late partner Fred Ebb, wrote some of the most popular musicals of our time, things like Chicago and Cabaret. He's now teamed up with the young playwright Greg Pierce to create a charming suite of 3 one-act musicals directed by Walter Bobby and starring David Hyde Pierce, Frankie Sirach, Julia Murney, and Paul Anthony Stewart. The Landing is currently at the Vineyard Theater on East 15th Street, running until November 24th, and I'm very pleased it has brought John Kander and Greg Pierce to our show. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
John, when your partner Fred Ebb passed away in 2004, did you think that you'd continue to write musicals?
I thought I'd continue to write, but I never thought of actually teaming up with somebody. That came as a very happy accident.
So you thought you would do it all by yourself?
I don't know what I thought. I thought that we had, partly because we had several unfinished musicals.
Well, actually, your last collaboration with Ebb, the Scottsboro Boy, was staged on Broadway after he died.
Yes, that and Curtains, and we're going also into rehearsal with The Visit. Later this summer. So there were pieces that Fred and I had not finished, and which I think I just always assumed we would.
So it's just accidental that you and Greg wound up teaming up?
Well, they're accidents and accidents.
Well, you said that you weren't looking for a partner. You didn't know what you wanted. If you were looking for one, would you have wanted someone with a similar or different sensibility from Fred?
I think I didn't think that hard. I think the whole thing came about when I had known Greg for some time, and I knew him primarily as a short story writer and a brilliant one. And I had an idea for a piece which I suddenly decided it would be fun to write something very, very, very small, so small that you could do it in your living room, and it would be a piece for – it's funny. This all got very specific at the time, a piece for 4 actors and 4 instruments. And there was no second thought. It was like immediately to call Greg.
Well, Greg, John called you a short story writer, but you're also a playwright.
Yes.
Your straight play, Slow Girl, was the inaugural production at Lincoln Center's Claire Tow Theater. Mm-hmm. Very well received, in fact. But had you ever thought about writing a musical?
No, I hadn't. I hadn't thought about that before. John and I had been friends for about 10 years when he called me, and I was thrilled about the opportunity of working with him. But that wasn't. I had a lot of admiration for musical theater and opera, but didn't have plans to write one.
And then it must have felt a little daunting, the idea of stepping into Fred's shoes.
You know, I never felt like that. I think Fred Ebb is a total genius. And I when John called, he said, hey, let's just play around with this thing that was to be a one act. And we didn't have any show lined up, any production. So there wasn't any sort of pressure. We were just really playing around with an idea at first.
Well, this is a 3 act. So is one of the 3 the first one act?
Absolutely. The first piece, which is called Andra, mm-hmm. was the first piece we wrote together. And then the Vineyard allowed us to have a workshop of it and a little workshop performance reading. And it went quite well. And we had encouragement from friends to expand it and to turn it into another piece. And then we decided to do to make it a 3-act piece of it. It all proceeded. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It all proceeded so naturally that there weren't any events with it. We started writing together, and it seemed so natural that we just have never stopped.
Well, had the ideas, Greg, were the ideas similar to the ideas you might have in writing a short story?
Well, they were different because we were writing these stories together. We started to do what John calls what if, and just started very simply with a word or an idea, and just what if this happened? What if the mom saw this? What if the boy did? And so forth until we had a story that we were both really happy with. So I think there are elements maybe in The Landing that you might see in my other short stories, but they feel very different because we wrote them together.
Well, the three are quite different in tone. Do you see them as having a common theme?
We did. I think they're linked. There are a few themes. I mean, they in all of them, there's a character who really wants something very badly, and I don't want to say too much, but gets that thing, and turns out that it's very different from what they'd thought. But there's also a musical connection between the three, just in terms of form. We're just playing around with musical form. It's sort of different than a traditional scene musical.
Well, John, they all center on boys who must come to terms with adult behavior, sometimes in painful ways.
I don't think I ever thought of that until you just said it.
But sometimes we do things and we don't realize that we're doing it, or other people are perceiving it in that way.
But I guess that's true. But I think what we focused on more than anything else was this form that Greg was speaking of, where we go in and out of music constantly. Sometimes a line is spoken, sometimes a line is sung.
You say sometimes in mid-sentence someone
yes.
breaks into song. And has that ever been done before? Have you ever done it before?
I have not, and that also sort of evolved in our working together.
Because that goes against that old musical idea where the John Reid says something like, and you know, darling, they say that falling.
Well, I wouldn't mind.
The music starts coming up, so you know he's about to break into song.
I would have been happy to write that scene.
Or that song.
Yeah. Okay.
But still, you were obviously trying to break some conventions.
I think our collaboration, and again, it just evolved in a very natural way. We were drawn to that form. It wasn't like saying suddenly, "Oh gosh, let's do something different. We'll underscore. We'll write one-line songs." It just happened.
My guests are John Kander and Greg Pierce. And their show, three one-act musicals, is called The Landing. It's currently at the Vineyard Theater on East 15th Street and has a limited run just to November 24th. But it has a top-notch cast. And Greg, that includes your uncle, mm-hmm. David Hyde Pierce, also Broadway veterans Julia Murney, Paul Anthony Stewart. It's just four actors, one woman, one boy, two men. So because Andra, the first play, had that kind of cast, then you decided to just keep that configuration for the other two?
We did. We wanted an entire evening that these four actors could do. And we're also very interested in narrators, narrators who are both sort of deeply engaged in the story, and narrators who have sort of stepped outside the story to like a once upon a time type narrator. And so once we had these four actors and we were workshopping with them and loved them so much, we started writing for them, and we started writing the rest of the evening and giving them all equal weight.
And I left out when I was mentioning the cast, the boy, Frankie Sirach. Mm-hmm. The first piece, Andra, the one that got you started, in it, a lonely boy befriends the carpenter who's working on his parents' kitchen renovation. He learns more than he wants to know about his parents' marriage.
Right.
So was this a story that you – the germ of the story that got you started?
It was strictly a what-if situation. We sat down to write. I can't even think of the first character that...
I think stars. We were interested in something about stars.
Star.
And constellations.
That's right.
And it sort of started with a thing.
It was called the Star Project for a very long time. And in the game of what-if, things expand in ways that you don't expect. So you begin with a character, and maybe you add another character, and then you say, what if that character did such and such? And pretty soon you have a story.
Have you ever worked this way before? Because most of the musicals I associate with you were based on other material or historical
situations. But yes, in a way I have, from the very beginning with George Abbott and Hal Prince. The creation of Cabaret, for instance, was a bunch of us sitting in a room with Hal as captain of the collaboration, and we played, even though we knew characters that were going to be in the story, we played what if. What if somebody throws a brick through the windows? What if Sally has an abortion? And then what if a lot of things that you discard?
And now, what if Cabaret is revived once again?
Right.
Congratulations on that.
I'm thrilled about
that. Incredible cast there as well. Well, Andra is a realistic story, but the second piece, The Brick, ventures into the range of what might be seen as magic realism. Mm-hmm. Was that something that just came out of this what if process?
Yeah, it is. It is. It was just a really strange story, and we wanted to just keep playing around with the form and keep playing around with tone. And we didn't, because we knew we were going to have three pieces, we did know we wanted them to feel different. We wanted the audience to take some sort of emotional journey through the night. And so The Brick came out of that.
Well, it tells the story, I'm not going to give away too much, of a woman who sends away for a brick from the wall of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre and finds out has a life of its own. It does give David Hyde Pierce and Julia Murney the chance to do a fabulous dance number. Mm-hmm. That's a small stage. Was it difficult to choreograph on that stage?
Our choreographer, Josh.
Josh Rhodes, yeah.
Managed it kind of brilliantly. I also want to mention that we were very lucky in that at the very first reading, which is some years ago, of the first piece, we had the same adult actors that we have had all the way through. So we were able to sort of build on them. And
when you put together a cast like that, it's, I'm sure most theaters say, okay, whatever you come up with.
They'd be right.
Mm-hmm. The third piece, The Landing, seems very contemporary. It's a story of a gay couple who adopt a child. What got you into that topic? Was it just something you read in the newspaper?
No. Sort of came about the same way the others came about. I think we were looking for different configurations, sort of these four actors and different relationships. And this is something that was happening with a lot of our friends. You know, they were adopting and getting married and gay friends. And so it just kind of came about.
Well, as the story goes on, the boy turns out to be something other than what he seems at first. And I found that piece quite affecting. I wondered if you can imagine expanding it into a larger work.
That's hard for me to think of because I guess I'm prejudiced. I like the piece very much the way it is right now without telling the audience too much too explicitly as we go along. But until we talked about this again just now, I never realized it, but it is about three different family situations. And we sort of drifted into that.
You drifted, well, sometimes you're not aware that you're focusing on similar themes, but it's not surprising considering the fact that you're working together and doing all of these what-ifs. Mm. By the way, I'm curious about the limited run, November 24th, not all that much more time. Is it possible that it could be extended?
I think it's been extended as long as the theater can extend it.
And then the Vineyard has something else coming in?
I'm assuming that, yeah, they have their regular season. They extended it, what, twice?
Yeah, we did twice, and we had these great houses, and, yeah, that's as long as we can go, November 24th.
For ticket information, you can go to our show page at wnyc.org. So after this experience, what's the verdict for the future? Are you talking about working on another project together?
We've finished another piece called Kid Victory, and we're at work on a third piece.
So it's going to be Kander and Pierce, or is it going to be Pierce and Kander?
We've never fought that out.
No, we'll fight about that this afternoon.
Okay. We are having a very happy collaboration, and I'm very grateful to the Vineyard for fostering it in the way that they have.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the kind of play that works best in an intimate setting, and it also allows audiences to get very close to some people they usually see from a greater distance on a big Broadway stage. Can you imagine it being on a larger stage?
I can't really imagine. I mean, you know, we hope for everything in the world, but the Vineyard is really the space that we conceived this piece for, and I think it's really the perfect place for it. I feel very lucky because we had the sort of the theater of our dreams and all, the cast of our dreams, and we had a great time with the show. And I also wanted to say Walter Bobby, our director, did these incredible things as we were writing these three pieces, particularly with The Brick. As we were writing, we thought, like, how we're not directors, and like, how do you direct this? Because we were just writing crazy stuff and hoping it would work. And he found a way to create three different worlds that all sort of belong in the same evening.
Can you give us a hint of what you're planning to do in your next show?
The next piece, Kid Victory, is it's a one-story piece. And it involves a young man who's been through an extraordinary experience coming back to his family after a long absence. And their understanding or misunderstanding of him and his coming to terms with who they are.
Meanwhile, we have The Landing currently at the Vineyard Theater on East 15th Street, running until November 24th, directed by Walter Bobby, starring David Hyde Pierce, Frankie Sarach, Julia Murney, and Paul Anthony Stewart. My great thanks to its writers, John Kander and Greg Pierce, for being on our show today. We're going out with another song from, in this case, from, which one? From Andra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Much.
I've never needed very much.
I don't need jewelry and such.
A pretty house.
A pretty hutch. But honey, baby, stranger, helpful, hero, I need it.